No, we're in separate.
What about passage?
Call us in order, please.
Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ask for retirement of public law 1975, chapter 231, notice hereby given at this regular meeting of the Borough Plan Zoning Board of Adjustment. All requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Tour of Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Fox?
Here.
Mr. Britton?
Here.
Mr. Kutash?
Yep.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Braswell?
Here.
Mr. Cervantes is absent. Mrs. Maresca?
Hey!
Yay!
Welcome, Helen. Well, it sounds like everyone knows Helen.
Oh, yeah.
Time for the initiation.
we close the door and turn the lights out.
Can we do with the lights out this time?
So Helen is alternate number 2, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I started the
Everybody starts.
Being an alternate is actually really important. It's also probably really hard because most of the time you're just listening and without an opportunity to vote. But you have to listen to everything in case on the night that we take a vote, one of the regulars aren't here. So it's really a very important
conflicted position.
Yeah. We have two of them.
Can you just send me an email?
Huh?
You can send
an
email.
I'll call
it.
Oh, you just want to hurry up.
Don't want to try to break the record for short.
Come on, we're 2 minutes.
I want to get motivated.
I read my book already, so I know that I can't vote somebody else's in here.
Okay.
Cool. All right, guys.
No, I still think people that think that being an alternate is like a second class citizen. But it's important.
We all started that way.
Okay, so we have a motion for adjournment, Sandpiper, and what?
You want to take jurisdiction first, Mr. Baxter?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I'm just going by the agenda.
We don't have a jurisdiction yet, but we will in a minute. I reviewed the notice to the property owners and the notice published in the newspaper. The notice is proper. Also reviewed the service list and everyone on the list provided on the 200-foot property search list has been served. So it's my opinion the board has jurisdiction to proceed. Now.
Okay. Both C Streak and Sandpiper requested a postponement. And so I guess we need a motion to postpone them to November 1st.
So without any further notice.
Without any further notice. Okay, so
who would we listen to first, though? Because we already got somebody scheduled for that.
This one, because this case
is older.
First.
Okay. Good question. All right, so we have a
who was the motion Mr. Fox?
Jim and Tara.
Ms. Ryan.
Okay, roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Let's get a question.
I probably should abstain.
Can I make a suggestion? That because of this issue here,
issue?
The issue presented in the case as to whether or not it's permitted use of the law. I thought it would be appropriate, since they're both represented by counsel, if they each submitted a memo to the board as to what their legal position is and why.
So I agree with that.
And if they could get it to us, at least 10 days before the meeting, I'd have it and you would have it. In which case, it would increase the chances we could dispose of the thing on the same night.
So, does that classify as testimony?
No, I'm just suggesting that if the board agrees, then I can write the letter saying it's adjourned, and then the board is asked if you submit a memo to the board or me
at least
10 days before the hearing.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say that unless the board felt that was appropriate.
Okay, do we need kind of motion to do that, or you just...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Maybe I have another question along those lines. One of the questions I've had about this whole issue is the fact that their site plan was never perfected, which I don't know what perfection is of a lien, but I don't know what that...
perfection is not likely to impact the decision one way or the other. It wasn't done. We know that from what we've seen. But I don't think it's going to deal. It's not going to dispose of the use issue.
But is that an issue that we should step over? Now that it's been brought to our attention?
I think council has the ability to withhold any permits or licenses if they feel like their site plan is.
Yeah, but that's. There's a lot of different things going on here. You got the ABC issues. You may have a DEP issue. I don't know. You have a zoning issue. You may have a mercantile issue on whether it was appropriate or inappropriate issue for that area. Covers something when it shouldn't be there. I mean, it is a bunch of arms to this. The only arm we're going to deal with is whether or not the current use is a permitted use, either because the ordinance permits it, or it's grandfathered, or they have some resolution permitting it.
Right.
One of the three. And of course, if they have that, it'd be helpful to know ahead rather than we sit here and get surprised by it. You know? That was my thinking. I don't think the failure to perfect the, I'm not saying 100%, but my initial reaction is that the failure to perfect the subdivision is not going to... Site plan will not impact the decision whether it's a permitted use or not. Because the site plan just says what you can put on the property. It doesn't speak to the issue of use, unless, of course, the site plan has a tiki bar on it, which I don't think it does. So that's why I don't think it's going to impact.
How do we get to a place where there's somebody operating on a site without a site plan that's perfect?
Oh, that's an enforcement issue. That's the zoning issue.
But there was a site plan submitted at one point.
Sure, multiple times.
That was
times,
so
apparently.
Long ago.
Yeah. So what happened?
Times. The last one was in 2000.
I guess they're going to tell us that.
And
when
was it to this
point? No, they can because they're new owners.
Hold on,
they don't have the history.
I don't know who they're going to present. None of us know who they're going to present. I don't know the answer to that. Until they.
Is that a planning board issue or a zoning board issue?
Site plan? It's planning. Unless it was in conjunction with the use variance.
Oh, you know, in this letter that's addressed to Mr. Carol Cummins, in the heading, it's to the zoning board, but within the body, it's asking for a continuance for the unified planning board. So they're confused too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay? So maybe it should have been both. I don't know the answer. But
that was a letter they pulled out of their file and
just whited out a couple of things here.
Yeah.
Okay,
that came from the owner, not the attorney.
Right. But I mean, was this supposed to? Well, it doesn't matter. They made a mistake somehow, and I'm sure more than one.
Actually, it wasn't that originally a TNM letter? No, it wasn't TNM. It was a letter from the council attorney. Because that was the letter that was circulated. That was
obviously
somebody
made it.
To the United Planning Board, it should have been.
No, the letters, the notices that went out to for the hearing that went out to the residents was. From I thought it was from the council attorney. It was just a note. It was just a note.
The attorney for the sandpiper.
Oh, it wasn't from the borough.
No,
it was their attorney.
I still have this question about stepping over the perfection of the site plan. What would that? What didn't they do?
There was one outstanding issue. I believe that's you with Tidings.
And then they just didn't come back to the board.
No, they went on the property, never got that approval, never paid the bonds, never moved forward with doing this business.
That's your downfall.
Right. And they left.
If you get approval to do something, you never do it. No,
and they sold them up. No, it's that was Dave.
Yeah, Stafford.
But if you like, I can mention in my letter that. Would you please address the issue of the non-perfected site plan in your letter note?
Great. That's fine.
Well, does somebody want to offer a motion that we ask for that?
I offer a motion that the board attorney write to the parties asking for a memo on their legal position for the question of permitted usage, and to address, and that they address the issue of the unperfected site.
Okay, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Flats?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Abstain.
Motion carries. The last item on the agenda.
Approval of minutes, September 6th.
Okay. I'll offer them.
Second
by Ms. Ryan, second by Mr. Kutash?
No.
Mr. Fox.
Carolyn, come on.
All right. Roll call.
Twice now.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes. I was about to say abstain, but
you didn't have to say the minutes.
Okay, motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
See how much plays the door.